According to the official things, it's supposed to be the beginning of the second parak this week, so we'll try to continue the model of Aras on Rashi. So if you look in the beginning of the second parak, the first thing of Mitzvah Bel Yosef B'Meshulcho Dafnim Alephim and Alephim Masechet Kedushin, Rashi has a comment, Mitzvah Bel Yosef B'Meshulcho Dechi Osek Gufo B'Mitzvos Mekabos Hartfei. That if a person engages in a mitzvah on his own, without delegating it to an agent, he receives more reward. So I might have said intuitively that mitzvah bel yosef b'shulcho is a kind of a zilzal matter, that if I have a mitzvah to perform and I give it to someone else, they outsource it, so that's a lack of covenant for the mitzvah. There's some zilzal involved. Rashi seems to be presenting a more pragmatic approach in the schar world, that if you're oseg the mitzvah yourself, so then it's more rewarding. Literally. Does that sound like it's Eitzah Tova?
Yeah.
The Kabbalah Sfarfei. Sounds like it's good advice. So this may be in contrast to the famous Marach Or Zeruah. So the Marach Or Zeruah in Simen Kuf Kafes, Marach Or Zeruah was the grandson of the Or Zeruah, I think. So in the Marach Or Zeruah, Simen Kuf Kafes, he poses the following question. The way he phrases it is, the Gemara says, Mitzvah Yosef Mishlucho, and the Gemara seems to present it in the context of Kiddushin. The Gemara does present it in the context of Kiddushin. He asks, why do we say the same thing by Shechita Nefesh Hasala? Why do we say, by Shechita Nefesh Hasala, Mitzvah Yosef Mishlucho? And his assumption is that that's not the case, because as a practical matter, people always make shluchim to chef for them. They don't chef on their own, even if they know how to chef. And they don't do afresh shkala on their own, even if they are able to be mafresh shkala. So what is that distinction based on? And then he says, in the other direction, what's the difference between afresh shkala, where he thinks not only, there are two levels. Number one, mitzvah b'yosef b'shlucha means that it's preferable to do it yourself. But if he did Ayidei Shliach, the mitzvah would presumably be Chal. Then there's a certain class of mitzvahs where if you do Ayidei Shliach, the mitzvah is not Chal at all. If you can't do an Achas Filin Ayidei Shliach, you can't do a Chilas Mas Ayidei Shliach. So there seems to be three categories. There is cases where you say mitzvah bel yosef b'shlucho, cases where you don't say mitzvah bel yosef b'shlucho, but whether or not you use a Shliach will be Chal. There are cases where you don't, the shlichus wouldn't work at all. So initially, he makes the following distinction. V'shema, shkita v'afresh haskala e mitzvah sen ela shetitake ne'isa. So maybe the difference is that shkita v'afresh haskala, what's critical is the result. There's no mitzvah chiyuvis, to borrow a term, to be mafresh chala. You just have to have chala that is hufresh. There's no mitzvah to shef. You just, if you want to eat, you have to have shef to meat. But then he says, Kedushin also might be like that. Chayin Kedushin, ikar mitzvah shetehelo isha mekudeshes. Maybe there's no mitzvah in the act of Kedushin. The mitzvah is the result. But, fill and sitzes, achilas masa, v'sukkah v'lulav, ein shayach shlichus. Sounds like there the mitzvah is in the action. But he seems to back away from that. Now that may be, if you look in the Tosri Yazakin on the side of the Gemara, Tosri Yazakin says, mitzvah bo, kol mitzvah shemutala salav. So any mitzvah that is incumbent upon the individual, so then you say mitzvah bo yosef v'shlucho. So that might be more the distinction between a mitzvah kiyumis or mitzvah chiyuvis, or mitzvah kiyumis and a mitzvah shlilit. Any mitzvah that's mutal on the person, there we say mitzvah bo yosef v'shlucho. But the Marach Or Zeruah ends up coming up with the following distinction. He thinks that we only say mitzvah bel yosef b'shulcho by Kiddushin, and we don't say it by Shkita, v'afresh hachala, and the like. Why by Kiddushin? She'ein ha-shaliach nena min ha-kiddushin klum. The shaliach has no hana'ah from the act of Kiddushin. V'adarab nisad she'ne'asar asalav. Two things. Number one, he has no hana'ah. And number two, it's his detriment, because now he can't marry the woman that you're Makadish for the other guy. Which I think means that there's no more hana'a for the shaliach than for the mishaleach. Kasher nagu kol rabbi seinu b'chol olam apa b'shevikim b'hilchot shvita nosem l'chazan lishkot v'chein hegam b'afresh atzala v'lamed tzvino Torah shevetchila maskira melamdim v'ein av atzma melamda v'chein hegam b'mila shafilo av uma yachol l'chachila lomer l'achir lomo. Not like the shach, Marachmas assumes that you can l'chachila have someone else do the mila for you even if you're proficient yourself. Chayim b'kiddushin eini sav reklal sheyuchal ha-shaliach levarach l'kadosh etz isha. Okay, in lo shem b'shaliach omid eslo b'shamei v'yosei v'birchas ha-shaliach v'chulei. So bottom line, the Maracha Zeruah thinks that the notion of mitzvah yosei v'shluch is limited exclusively to kiddushin because of this distinction between hana. Either kiddushin is the extreme example where there is, not only is there no hana for the shaliach, but it's to his detriment. Although you have to work out Kavod Shabbos, where you also have mitzvah b'yosei v'shlucho. So presumably, the Maracha Zeruah is going to have to say something along the lines of that over there, there's no hana'a for the shaliach, only for the mishaleach. The mishaleach is going to eat the food on Shabbos. The shaliach is not. So the shaliach gets no hana'a, even if it's not to his detriment. But the net zero is enough to say mitzvah b'yosei v'shlucho. Mayor, sorry?
Why is that different than
afresh
chala?
Why is that different? Because the mishaleach also doesn't get hana'a from...
Now it's not tenor, now he can eat the isa.
So he doesn't get hana'a from the act. He gets hana'a...
How do you get hana'a from the act?
Good. Okay, good. Right, so then so I guess you probably then have to say that it's not only you get a no hana, but it's to your detriment, which is what's unique to Kedushin. And then you have the Kasha from Kavod Shabbos, unless you'll say that somehow that's only a mashal. Now, that's not a real mitzvah b'yosei v'shlucho. The Gemara presents it as a mashal, but that's also not so easy to understand. But what the point I wanted to make, if you have this equation of hana'a, so then, presumably, the notion of mitzvah b'yosei v'shlucho is that there's a bizayon to the mitzvah in giving it over to someone who's going to be less effective than you are. Because if you're going to be nana and someone else is not, or someone else is going to be less nana than you, so to give over that mitzvah to someone else is somehow a bizayon, a lack of kavod to that mitzvah. That's what we say mitzvah b'yosei v'shlucho. If you look in Dikvei Atzom, page Samach Tes and Ayin, Rav Shach has a number of kashas on this Maracha Zeruah, and part of it is, I think, based on the back and forth where the Maracha Zeruah makes certain suggestions and then backs away from them. But Ayin Shah. Page Samach Tes and Ayin. Okay. In the city of Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira, Menbezom and Bezom, Gimel and Aleph, so initially, before the Gemara raises Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira, when the Gemara suggests maybe you would say Yesh Shliach L'Dvar Aveira, the Gemara says, Neima Shlucho Shel Adam Kimoso. Neima Shlucho Shel Adam Kimoso. And where it says, "Oh, Shani Hassan, they shliach l'dvar veira, they mean a divrei rab, divrei dava, divrei shaman." The Rashi comments, "Name a shlucha shalom kamoso," but halfway down and then base on the base, "Yischayev sholcha v'lo ashliach." The Rashi saying, if we were to invoke shlucha shalom kamoso in the context of dvar aveira, so what would come out is that the mishaleach would be chayev and not the shaliach. Once you say yesh shliach, if you say ein shliach l'dvar veira, so then, who's going to be chayev?
Shliach.
And not the
mishaleach.
Not the mishaleach.
Yeah.
But if we say Yeshlech Dvar Veira, so Rashi says the Mishalech is going to be Chayv and not the Shalech. Is that so Pasha? So that's the Machlokas Rishon. The Shach in Chosha Mishpat Simin Reish Tzadi Beis Sifkat and Dalet. Shach in Reish Tzadi Beis Sifkat and Dalet quotes the Tosis Rid that Lamanda Amar, or if you say, according to Beis Shammai, or whatever level you would say, or maybe under certain circumstances that are excluded from the Gemara, wherever you say Yesh Liach Lidvar Avera, so then both the Shaliach and the Mishaleach are going to be Chayev. Okay, so Rashi here says explicitly only the Mishaleach and not the Shaliach, and the Tosfos Rid says both the Shaliach and the Mishaleach. What would you have said?
How?
Hmm?
How? Like...
how?
Yeah, like how
they both chayev. How the both
chayev? Meaning, if the act of the shliach is being transferred to the mishaleach, so like...
Right.
The kehilah of there is doing double duty, like... Yes?
Yeah, klapei shemayim. If you're asking where that translates to chiyum mamon, and how would you value the chiyum mamon? Yeah.
It's like if you like was rid, I'm not like a ma'aser, but like would you be chayav for like let's say carbon, or like do you both be mishadei? Because like the person is doing the ma'aser, one person is doing the ma'aser there, and
right.
The mishaleach is doing what he's doing. Just the manet to do the
affair.
So why would the
mishalech
be
mechayev
if the
shaliach
is
chayev? So everyone, if you say yesh liach l'dvar avera, so everyone agrees the mishalech is chayev. The question is whether the shaliach is chayev as well.
That's why the shaliach is chayev.
Are you asking how you could have two people chayev for the same act?
No, I'm asking why is the shaliach? If the shaliach is really a shaliach, why is he, if we're viewing the act as nisyachus to the mishaleach, so why is the shlech like punished for that? His actions always are nisyachus to the mishaleach.
So the ma'aser he's doing the ma'aser there.
He's punished for that. So then why is the mishaleach
that? The mishaleach is also doing a ma'aser there by extension.
Just to clarify, by Me'ilu, where we say that Yishli of Barbera, he's going to say that they're both Chayav on Me'ilu?
Good, so that's what I wanted to hear. Okay, so that's what, if you look at Rav Shafir's notes from the Rav Shir and Mankadushin here, so the Rav pointed out that you have a Mefarish and Mishnah Me'ilu, right? That's what the Gemara quotes in the next line. What's the Mishnah in Me'ilu? Shliach Shalom Asa Shlichuso, Shliach Ma'al, Asa Shlichuso, Baal Bais Ma'al. So isn't that beferish that only one party is going to be chayev, is going to be liable, right?
Couldn't you just say like, well, that's exactly a custom now, like, so maybe it's exceptional.
Also, it doesn't say explicitly that only the mishaleach
will
be
chayev.
So
maybe
it's a
feeling. Doesn't sound like it. Yeah, so also she's a shliach ma'al, also she's a shliach ma'al.
Right. In addition,
I don't know where the Tosfos says that. Where does the Tosfos talk?
Meaning, if he's talking the hamid or whatever, like you said,
he's talking
the hamid.
I just
didn't
read
it
that way myself.
Okay, so that's what happened.
Right. Also, if we're saying that in shliach ma'al, it's a svara.
Right.
Svara is that. It's going back to
me,
and we're not applying
the svara. Oh, good. So let's go. We'll get to whether it's a svara or not in a minute. That would be relevant to this svara. Good. So that's what. Okay, I think. If you look at Rashi, Valamasa Shikusa Baal Bais Malu may be Korban Mila, it sounds like the Baal Bais exclusively is Chayav.
Right. But he's arguing. Tovah is arguing. Do you argue Rashi also?
I don't think he does he?
I don't know.
You can take a look. I don't think so. Fine, but so if you to explain the position of the Rid that both the Mishaleach and the Shaleach Ibichayu, so you have to distinguish, as Yoni just said, between the Ilah and Kol HaTorah Kula. So what the Rav explained is that when it comes to Ni'ilah, so then we're working within Musagim of Gezela. So when you have Gezela, so there's only one Gaza. When it comes to other applications of Shleach L'Dvar Aveira, so then you could have an Aveira that's Mitziyachis to more than one person. Why it could be Ni'ilah is unique. I'm sorry?
Why is there only one Gaza?
Some might be unique to Ni'ilah. Or can you have, let's say, in general, do you ever have a case of Zayla B'Shutfus?
Yeah.
And the
yeah. In the fourth paragraph, you talk about 10 people stealing a beam together.
Right.
Well, that's just like not being embarrassed to do it with something.
Not sure if they have to work on that.
There's not a community for Tos Rib, but all three cases we used to have there are Gazela cases. I mean, Ila, Tzvicha, and Sifas Yad are all cases of Gazela.
Unless the point is, unless by Ni'ilah, unless Ni'ilah is a unique kind of Zayla.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so I have to work on that. The Chasam Sofer on the side of the Shulchan Aruch there in Chasam Mishpat says what Shai was saying, which is that it could be Limaskana if we accept Divrei Harav, Divrei Talmud as the operative rationale for Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira. So could be Lahalacha, once we say Divrei Harav, Divrei Talmud, then maybe even Rashi would agree that you could have the Aveir Misyafes both to a Shaliach and to a Mishaleach. If you were to say, yesh, once you have the Svara of Divrei Rav, Divrei Tal, Divrei Mishamim, even where you were to say, yesh Shaliach L'Dvar Aveira, so yesh Shaliach L'Dvar Aveira doesn't absolve the Shaliach from any culpability, it just extends the culpability to the Mishaleach. So Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud is a strong enough Svara that that's always going to obligate the Shaliach on some level, even if you hold Yesh Shaliach L'Dvar Aveira. Yesh Shaliach L'Dvar Aveira is Marbe the Mishaleach for his Chayvus. But it doesn't absolve the responsibility of the Shaliach.
I know one of the ways to understand that also, of Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud Yishom, is that I didn't really think he would do it if he was doing an Avera, and if that's true, then if we say Yeshef was Avera,
right,
then definitionally we can't say that the Shliach was culpable.
Right, so the Chasam Sofer presumably is working with a different understanding of Divrei Rav. The Divrei Rav is simply irrespective of what the mindset of the Mishaleach is, the Shliach has his own responsibility to act appropriately.
Right,
okay. Correct, good. Now that itself, how strong Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud, Divrei Mi Sovrim is lahalacha, may also be a matter of debate among Rishonim. The Gemara initially throws out the Svara, and then the Gemara asks Akasha from the Mishnah and Ila, and then the Gemara says, no, Ila is different because of a Yalfusa. And then the Gemara raises Shnei Ksuvin Abayim Ke'echad. So when all the dust settles, it's not 100% clear. Right, another Gemara says there's a Gilui Hakasa by Shutei Chutz. So it's not 100% clear, Lamaskan Sagamara, whether Divrei Rav Divrei Talmud is still left standing. The Gemara never attacked it directly, but the Gemara kind of shifts focus to potential Psukim and Yalfusas. So what strength does Divrei Rav as the Svara behind the Dvar Ver have Lemaskanas have Gemara? That may be a Maplokas Rashi and Tosfos in Bav Mitzia in the parallel Sugya. Rashi there in Bav Mitzia Daf Yudam Ebeis Dibur Maskel Bar Chiyuva. Rashi Bav Mitzia Yudam Ebeis Dibur Maskel Bar Chiyuva and Chesem and Aleph Dibur Maskel Pater, both in Bav Mitzia in the first parak. So Rashi there quotes exclusively the Svara of Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud, Divrei Mishamim. Rashi Bava Kamen and Aleph as well. But if you look at Tosas here above Mitzia Daf Yudam Ebeis Dibur Maskel Eish Liachud Varveira, Tosas there quotes the Psukim. Doesn't make any mention of the Svara. So Pnei Yeshua picks up on that there. And it's noteworthy that Tosas doesn't usually quote Psukim Stam. But Tosas may be coming to tell you that, and there may be Nafkamina Salacha, that the internal Nafkamina there is in the context of Chatzir, because the Gemara is discussing whether you say Shliach L'Dvar Veira by a Chatzir. So if it's just as far as Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud, Divrei Shomim, we generally don't have such high expectations of Chatzeros as far as what their mindset is. So it would be more difficult to invoke a Shliach L'Dvar Veira in that context. If it's based on Psukim, so the Psukim could apply more broadly. The classic Nafkamina, what Tosin suggests over here, Dibur Maskel Amai, which you obviously haven't seen because you're not responsible for Tosas. So Tosas here assumes that the nafkamina between whether you're operating with a svara or a psukim is going to be shogeg. If the operating rationale of or the basis of Ein Shliach L'Dvar Veira is the svara, so then the svara presumably doesn't apply to shogeg. If it's psukim, the psukim could apply across the board.
But is that necessarily true?
It's not necessarily true. The Ritva disagrees. The Ritva here, Divrei Maskel Shani Hasam, assumes that Divrei Harav, the way the Ritva says it, is Taima Karminan, Shehu Kein Al Arov. So we have a notion of Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud, Divrei Mishamim, and that's normally applicable in most situations to Shliach L'Dvar Veira, but that's not the absolute Koveya. So even where the Svar doesn't apply, the principle may still be relevant. So the Ritva says beferish that even Bishoge, even it's true that there is a residence to the Svara and the Svara is operative, but that's Alarov. It doesn't mean that you only apply Ein Shliach L'Dvar Veira where the Svara is present.
Yeah. I wasn't sure in that Ritva, is he saying that really the reason for Ein Shliach L'Dvar Veira has nothing to do with the Svara? If it applies in place of the Svara doesn't apply,
right.
So then how is it the Mucker? Or is it that, no, really it is the Mucker, but we just extend it to even case where it doesn't apply now?
So it sounds like, I'll read the Lashon again. Darmina Divrei Rav Divrei Talmud, Perish, Taima Karmina Shehu Kein Al Arov, Umiyu Dina Da'oraisa Kidal Kaman. It sounds like really it's based on Psukim. Really it's a din deraisa independent of the Svara. The Svara is useful to understand the Tam Hadin, but it's not the exhaustive explanation.
Or is it not an explanation at all?
If it's not an explanation at all, then what's to do in there? Even the Ritva, the Taima Karmina Shukain Al Rov. But you can understand the din d'oraisa, the tama din along these lines, but it's not the be-all and end-all. It's not the entire picture. Okay. So now the third and final sugya for today. Mem Gimel Amud Beis. At the two das, the Gemara says the ish mekadesh is bito tinan hasam mishnah gittin six parak. Nara Marasa he the Aviyah Mekabla Neskita. So Nara Marasa he the Aviyah, or could be he O Aviyah Mekabla Neskita. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Einste Yadayim Zalchas Ka'echad Ella Aviyah Mekabla Neskita. Fine. So whoever is incapable of being shomeres eskita cannot be miskareshes. Look at Rashi. Afilu al yidei avia. So a woman who is incapable, or a girl who is incapable of being shomeres eskita, cannot be miskareshes even al yidei avia. To hashotahi. Because she is a shota. The Amr of Yitzchak, Vishalcham Nibeso, Misha Mashalcha, the Eino Chazeres, Yas is Azu, Shamashalcha, the Chazeres. And if a woman is going to get divorced, receive a get, and then go back to her husband's house, then that is a. That's not a good gerushin. So Rashi says that a girl who is Eino Yechol Lishmor Eskita, Eino Yechol Iskarish, Afilu Ayidei Avia. Look at Tosfos, Kol She Eino Yechol Lishmor Eskita, Eino Yechol Iskarish, Perish Rekundis Lo Ayidei Afkub Lo Ayidei Avia, Lefishi Keshota, Veshota Bimatina Perchevish, Mishal Veino Chazaris. Okay, Lefizek Tanish Eino Yudas Lishmor Gita, Eino Miskaresh Lo Ayidei Avia, Velo Ayidei Yadel. So according to Rashi, says Tosfos, a Ketana, who is not Yodas Lishmor Eskita, cannot be Miskareshes even Al Yidei Avia. And Rabbi Natam argues and assumes that a Ketana is Miskareshes Al Yidei Avia, and Tosfos here quotes multiple Rayas for Shitas Rabbi Natam. So if the Chisaron that we're concerned about is what the Gemara expresses as Mishalcha Ve'eino Chazeres, so you should have assumed that in the case where your Megarish, where the father of the Ketana is Mekabelis Gerishin on behalf of the Ketana, that should have solved the problem of Mishalcha Ve'eino Chazeres, because the husband will ensure that she is not Chazeres. That's Shitas Rabbeinu Tam. Lashon HaRitva Dibur Maskul V'Hadik Sani Aval Ketana Nishmasi Lavia, the Ketana will listen to her father. V'hu Mishamra Mileches Achara Bachurim, and he'll ensure that she's not going to go running after guys. And Milasa Labai Lenor, to go back to her husband's house. So what is Shitas Rashi based on? Why does Rashi assume that even a father cannot be Makabel Gerishin avur Bito HaKetana? So this may hinge on what the relationship is between Mishalcha Ve'eino Chazeres and Shomeres Eskita. So let's read Rashi again carefully. L'kosha Eino Yechol Lishma Eskita Eino Yechol Lizgarish Afilu Ayidei Avua Avia Tehashotehi. So what is the Hashotahi coming to modify?
So, yeah. I'm actually trying to say that the Chisaron is not in her capacity to make Kenyanim. In terms of the Kenyanim and to be the Kabbalah to get, or how to do that for her, capacity is that she's an individual who is not able to be to have Gerishin, because part of being an individual who could be the Gereshis is that you understand the concept of Gerishin. She's not lacking the ability to have the get. It's not a different document. It's in her as a person. She doesn't understand what it means to be divorced.
So the Hashotahi is not modifying Afilo Ayidei Avia. The reason Rashi is not saying the reason that her father can't be Makabel Gerishin is because she's a Shota. Rashi is saying the Kol She'eino Yechol Lishmor Eskita Eino Yechol Lizgaresh the Hashotahi. The Hashotahi is modifying the fact that she's Eino Yechol Lishmor Eskita.
For the same reason, it's true that you can identify.
Correct, but meaning that's a chisaron in her das, that's a chisaron in her status, and since she is objectively a shota, it's not a pragmatic consideration. Is she going to go back to her father, her husband's house? Is she not going to go back to her husband's house? There's a lack or a below threshold level of das. She's considered a shota in that regard, and therefore she's Eino Yichal Lizgarish, because she's Eino Yichal Lishmarzgita. So even if you can create a situation where she won't be Choseres, but bottom line, she still has a Chisaron in Das that prevents Gerishin. Meaning, the fact that Eino Yichal Lishmarzgita is a simen for her lower level of Das. And that's what Rashi's saying, Daha Shotahi. That since she's Einu Cholish Merzgita, Mishalch of Einu Chazeres, these are simanim of a chisaron in her das, such that even if the father will be Makabal Kedushin Avira and will ensure that she's not going to go back to her husband's house, that doesn't help. Supposed to, according to Tosfos, where maybe a more pragmatic consideration, that theoretically, if you could ensure that the woman's not going to go back to her husband's house, then the father could be Mekabel Gerishin Avura. So this question as to what the nature of Mishalcha Vein Chazeres is relevant to a case that we had in the Bezin a number of years ago. The question was, we were dealing with an unfortunate situation of a woman who was living in a nursing home and had a certain level of dementia where she had no real short-term memory, but the long-term memory was fine. So you could have a conversation with her about everything going on in the world, have a conversation about her history and her family, but she wouldn't remember that she wouldn't necessarily remember what she had for breakfast, and she wouldn't remember that a relative had passed away a year ago, and she was basically living in the past, but was fully communicative and understanding of anything that you would tell her. So if you tell her that we're... and the husband wanted to marry someone else, and the question was, can it get be given to this woman? So if you have a conversation with her and tell her, we're giving you a get, your husband's divorcing you, she'd be fine with that, she'd understand that, she'd understand what that means. But in all likelihood, 2 hours later, she wouldn't be able to recall that she had received a get. So what level of das does that involve? And where is she considered a shote? Is she considered a bas gerushin? If she wasn't a bas gerushin, so then maybe there'd be grounds for heter merabanim. So we had a correspondence with a number of people on this matter. The Rabbi Landisman, one of the Zipnei HaDayanim in Muncie, wrote a tshuva to Rabbi Willig, and then Rabbi Willig responded with the following analysis. So I'll just share some of that with you because it really boils down to this machlokas, Rashi and Tosfos, and how you understand Rashi. This is a letter from Rabbi Willig to Rabbi Landisman dated Kaf Hei Iyar Tavshin Ayin Gimel. So regarding our question of Mishalcha Vein Chazeres, which is a Din D'Oraisa based on Sukkim, the Rabbi Landisman assumed that as long as she understands at the time that she receives a get, what a get is, and that she's being divorced, even if we know full well that by tomorrow she's going to forget about it and think that she's still an Eishes Ish, nevertheless, she's considered Migureshes Min HaTorah. Had a raya from Tosfos in Yuvamos Kuf Yud Beis, Dibur Maskel Hayit, where Tosfos has a line, Tosfos is bothered. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri assumes that a chereshes is ena miskereshes. Isn't he she chozeres if you're meramis to her? So that's not a chisaron of mishalcha vein chozeres. So says the Yishlomar, the mikol makom b'shas nesinas haget mishalcha v'chozeresi. Bottom line, at the time that you give her the get, she's considered mishalcha v'chozeres ve'ena mevina, and she's not going to understand that she's being miskereshes. Ashim of Sinas al Karka, unless you forcibly remove her from the residence. Mashma, that if at the time that you give the get, she does understand, that even if she later on is going to go back to the residence, that's not a chisaron of mishalcha ve'ena chazeres. So Rabbi Willig says, not necessarily. Maybe no. Maybe the ikar chisaron of mishalcha ve'ena chazeres is after the fact. Where is she going to go the next day? Is she going to go back home or not? If she's not going to go back home, she understands that she's begereshes. And the Chiddush of Tosfos, in Tosfos' situation, it's worse. Tosfos is saying that, do you also need that knowledge b'shas nesinas aget? Maybe Tosfos is saying, if she has the knowledge b'shas nesinas aget, so then it's going to be good, but you definitely need the knowledge la'akr nesinas aget as well. There, in the case of Kereshes, she will have the knowledge la'akr nesinas aget. The issue is, what about b'shas nesinas aget? The question is, what's the status where, at the time that you divorce her, she's not chazeres? Sorry, what's the status of the following situation? The fo'al, she's not going to be chazeres. Why isn't she going to be chazeres? Because she's living in a nursing home. So she's not going anywhere. So lemaisa, she's not chazeres. Is that considered mishalcha ve'eno chazeres?
But isn't the point that person
would
do that?
So that's the question. So is it a sibin or is it a siba? So maybe even if she thinks that she's still an Eishes Ish, even if tomorrow she won't remember that she received the get, but lemaisa, she's not going anywhere. So Rabbi Willig says that sounds like it's the machlokas Rashi and Tosos. Do we assume, if you say that avia nekabel gita, that means to say that the father's going to ensure that she's eino chazeres, so it's not reflective of her state of das, but bottom line, the fo'al, is she going back to her husband's house? And Rashi says, no, that's still considered mishalcha v'chazeres. The fact that the father is going to practically ensure that she's not going anywhere doesn't create a higher level of das for her. The issue is, what is her state of das? Meaning, Evan agrees, Rashi will agree that her father is capable of watching her. But the question is that sufficient? According to Rashi, she has to understand that she is a grusha and that she wouldn't return even without the external shmira. And that's 2 days in Shulchan Aruch, Rashi and Tosfos, Siman Kuf Memalo Sivav, in Evan Ezer. Then he says, no, maybe even according to Rashi, it's possible that this issue is dependent on the metzias of whether she's chazeres. And Rashi just holds that lemaisa, even if the father is watching her now, he's not going to watch her forever. Once she becomes a gedola, she's going to be on her own. And then maybe she will be chazeres. Vitzarach here in Medina. Then he says that maybe in our case there are more grounds to be mekel, even though this may be a suffix ledina. How do we view the psul of the chisar mishalcha v'ena chazeres and the requirement of das that's reflected by the fact that she wouldn't go back home? But lemaisa, in this case, this woman is not going to remarry anyway. She's not going anywhere, and there's no way she's going to remarry. So even if the get wasn't a good get, so what are we worried about? So the worst that will happen is that the husband will violate Cherem Ben Gershom. He'll be married to another wife. So if the only issue is the husband going to violate Cherem Ben Gershom, so then you have the right to be mako, like the daya that Mishalcha Ben Chazeres is a pragmatic issue, not reflective of das. And in that case, even if otherwise we wouldn't have relied on Rabbeinu Tam alone, but le'inyan zeh, you could rely on Rabbeinu Tam. And then Zalman Nechemya reviewed this, and Zalman Nechemya agreed to Rabbi Landis and Tzak that a get could be given under these circumstances. He just recommended that someone be with the woman the entire time the get's being written to make sure that she understands at the time that there's a gerushin going on and understands what all that means. So this was a get given ayin shliach, so the way we did it is I went with our sofer to write the get in one location where the husband was, and from the time that we began writing the get, Rabbi Willig was sitting next to the women in the nursing home together with another colleague who's a doctor to make sure that she was engaged in conversation and understanding the whole time what was going on. And then we rushed from the Makom HaTziva to the Makom HaNesina, and we delivered the get during that whole time. Rabbi Willig was engaged in conversation and ensuring that she understood and was fully cognizant. And then, if she forgot the next day, Lemaisa, that didn't concern us. Okay.